Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Enemy Casuals. I am Lucky.
And I'm a John in a blanket. Kind of like a pig in a blanket, but less oinking.
Oh, there you go. That should be good for this podcast. And speaking of less oinking, we've got no Michael today, so he's going to kill me if he ever hears that. but there was truth in that. There will be no oinking, and there is no Michael. Anyway, we're still here talking about our anime that we are keeping up with every single week. If you guys are new here, that's basically what we do. We just talk about, in this case, it's going to be four anime that we're keeping up with. So make sure you're all caught up with them. We're going to be talking about, and we always put these in hype order. So from least to greatest, the least hype goes first, the most hype goes last. It doesn't mean that the least hype is bad by any means. It's just the least hype out of all these four. First off, we have Spy X Family, episode 22. Let's see here. Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, episode 9. Chainsaw Man, episode 9. And My Hero Academia, season 6, episode 123. So let's start off with Campbelldon, very crazy imitation of Wimbledon, over here in Spy X Family, man. I've never heard of an underground tennis tournament. This is a very interesting idea.
Yeah, that's definitely a new one for me, but I'm like, why not? Sure. Maybe there's underground everything, just like anime. There's an anime for everything. There's an underground sport for everything.
That's a good point.
Maybe there's an underground sport for anime.
Oh my god.
No,
gosh.
That's too much.
Yeah, don't ever say that, or else we're gonna have to become a part of it. We're gonna have to go into the underground world of anime, and that's not casual. So yeah, there was a lot of good. I have to admit, this is one of the better episodes I've seen in a while. And I was actually hoping for this last week when we were talking about this, that we were gonna see a mission with him and Fiona in it. So it was nice to see, or Nightfall, I guess I should call her. But yeah, it's really interesting seeing them, you know, do the spy stuff. I think this is what we've been missing a lot, is a lot of the spy stuff, a lot of this. It'd be nice to see the assassination stuff from Yor, because we've been getting a lot of Anya stuff, which is cool, but I think it needs to be more in shorter bursts, because it's not leading anywhere.
I agree. I mean, there's only so many school activities that I can watch and still be entertained about. I mean, hey, cute kid. I mean, don't get me wrong, but yeah, I don't need to watch, you know, arts and craft one day and then, you know, whatever else she's doing the next day at school. Like, yeah, give me underground tennis. That's fine.
It's great, especially with people taking steroids. We have the steroid brothers. We've got, you know, just everybody. What was it? The two tennis players that were like training out in the wilderness for years and just showed up with scars. They had scars. Like, why do they have scars from practicing tennis? I'm so confused.
I didn't know why they were dressed the way they were. And then they were like, yeah, we've just been outside in the wilderness training even after we retired. I was like, who are they playing tennis against? Like bears?
That's a good point.
Porcupines? That. Actually, that would just be cheating, probably. Porcupine would just pop the ball.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, yeah, it really I just love Spy X Family's humor, because it always is like these things where you're like, that's ridiculous. What's going on? And then we get the steroid brothers that come in, who, like, when they first showed up, I was like, who are these two guys? And then they show up later and they have like demonic voices. They've got steroids pumping through their veins. I mean, I got to figure out where they're getting these steroids from, because that happened within instants. Like, it was like an instant that happened. And they were just bulked up, ripping fences off, but still couldn't handle. They couldn't handle the wrath of Nightfall, defending her man.
Oh yeah, that's serve the power of spies and love, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Unrequited love.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's probably the biggest one. And then we get to, you know, we figure out that the guy Campbell. Also, I guess we should explain that they're there to steal a. an art piece, which they don't actually have to steal. If they win this whole thing, they get to pick it. That does have a hidden, I think, like some type of plan encoded in it or something like that. So that's why they want it. And then at the end, they end up fighting Campbell's own kids, which he cheats by, you know, giving them gas. Not the kind of gas that you get after a Wiener Schnitzel visit, but, you know, that kind of, actually, that could probably decapitate some people, you know. At least some of my parts can.
that's the assassinations we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, the silent but deadly.
Let's see it, man. But yeah, when Nightfall ended up just saying, like, or when Twilight was like, oh, yeah, you know, will you be okay until they open the door? She's like, if it's 10 minutes, I got this. I'm like, what? I think like Navy SEALs that can hold their breath up to like 5 minutes. Like, what's 10? How'd you get to 10 minutes?
Yeah, no kidding. That was insane. I was like, they're just gonna hold their breath, and then they just stood there. I was like, I mean, maybe try and leave. I don't know. I'm not a spy. What do I? Ugh. But yeah, I that was crazy. I and who knows? It could have been longer than 10 minutes. Could have been like, oh, hey, I made it to 15. What do you know?
I also like how he was like, she was like, oh yeah, let's break down the door. He's like, there could be somebody outside. There's like nobody outside. And they even show that there's nobody outside standing guard. I'm like, I guess that was a wrong assumption. He just went with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they had to show the hallway like empty, but whatever.
See, it is empty. It is. They could have done it, but they're
Yeah.
spies, so they have to do it a different way.
But yeah, dude, the seeing the those kids with their crazy rackets, dude, is ridiculous. What the girl has the whip one. And then the dude's got like a superpowered one, so yeah,
Yeah.
it's crazy.
I was really impressed by those. But also like, man, that's ridiculous. At first, the dude's racket surprised me. I was like, okay, a rocket powered racket. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, sure, you want a harder swing, get the ball over there. But I don't know how the girl does her thing.
Nope,
Like,
no
special
idea.
training be damned, and I don't know how you do that. That's some I don't know. Like, you can't. That's too much control. Like, it's one thing for it to be like a whip, but then to time it and be like whiplash. I don't know. That's too much. That's some. I don't know. I think of like JoJo's. That's some like JoJo level nonsense of just insanity.
Yeah,
So
if anything, she's just making it harder for herself. Like that's a difficult thing to do. I mean, I guess if you can do it, it's fine. But you got to think like, when does she stop it from her, from going out that far? Like that is a lot of control. Like that is actually skill. When they were like, "Yeah, you think this is cheating?" I was like, "Okay, the guys might be cheating. Yours might actually be real skill, and that is ridiculous."
Absolutely. I that she doesn't need the her brother at all. Like he's wasted space. Just give her a second racket.
Dude, I just like how when Yor was playing with Anya and she's grabbing that ball and she's just thinking about like Twilight getting with Fiona and stuff, and she's just holding this ball and Anya's like, "Ball, like give me the ball back." Like I
I want to play,
was
please.
like, "Dude." So yeah, this has probably been the most interesting episode that we've seen. I mean, in my opinion,
In a bit.
yeah, in a bit. I mean, since the opening season, I feel like the first two to three episodes, I think they had. Then they kind of went on a little bit of a stop for a little bit. But ever since they introduced Fiona, I'm really digging it.
Yeah, she's providing a good, like, kind of, I don't know, counterbalance to Yor, but that means like Yor really has to like step herself up. I mean, like I was okay with her being like, oh, Lloyd's not gonna be with me all the time. Oh no, do I actually care? And I was kind of hoping that was gonna be a bit more, a little more dramatic. Doesn't have to be much, but they didn't do it. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they're saving something. I mean, I keep trying to think of what the climax could be for this, and I'm just not sure. And we
Yeah.
have random tennis matches that are underground. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they just go on a regular date.
Yeah, that's an interesting proposition. Like a real family. That's interesting. My gosh. We're gonna get the family and then we're gonna get the spy and the spy ex
Yeah.
family. Oh my
And
gosh.
Nightfall will have to babysit Anya and she'll hate it.
Oh dude. What if Nightfall and Yuri meet? Like they're both kind of like militant people that both defend, their loved ones, except Yuri's weird and wants his sister real bad, so
Was gonna say that'd be a fun, like, weird team up where they're like, oh, yeah, sure, let's go together. And then they're both like, good, now I can get Yor away from my, or, Lloyd away from my sister. And like, yes, now I can get Lloyd away from that, that tramp, whatever. I don't know.
oh, that's interesting. Like they form an alliance. They're like, "Hey, why don't you just take the person that you want, and I'll take the person I want, and we both get what we want." I see. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, was there anything else in that, Johnny, that you wanted to talk about? I think we covered most of it.
It was pretty straightforward. I don't feel like there was much else missing from there.
Yeah, that's fair. Then we have Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, episode 9. We're starting to get to like taper off a little bit, but we did get an answer to your question, Johnny, but we'll get to that in a second with the Kenpachi situation.
Oh yeah.
But we've gotten recovered, and we go straight over to the food woman with Ichigo and Genji, and of course, there has to be a woman with giant titties making food. I mean, why not? Why doesn't this happen? Why wouldn't we?
Of course. And even better, she's like an enormous woman, like Big Mom, and then she suddenly just goes, whoop, and it's all gone. And then she's like all pretty and stuff. Not that Big Mom was pretty, that she didn't go far enough. She's still too old. So, but I mean, still, I thought it was a really funny premise. And I was like, what? You didn't eat anything. Like, why? What happened? What, how did you lose all your weight? But I guess her whole thing about, like, yeah, I'm just imbuing my spiritual energy in it. I don't know. That was interesting. But I'm like,
Yeah.
is that all you do? You make food? I mean, that's okay. It's just not much.
Yeah, I did like how they tied it back around to like corn, like how they put those candies in, and that's how what was it? Him and
Yeah, the soul
Ichigo.
candies.
Yeah, the soul candies and stuff. I thought it was cool because I didn't remember that, dude. It's been so long that since they've done that. You know what I mean? Like even bringing that cone back, like I was like, oh, I forgot about this little dude. Like we hadn't needed him for so long that, you know, he was like really prominent in the first part of Bleach. Then once they got to Soul Society, a little bit less, and then especially during Hueco Mundo and stuff, like I barely ever saw him. So seeing him back right now is so weird. But I mean, we did hear a little bit more, you know, from the Hot Springs dude about how strong Ichigo and all of them are, you know, for apparently just bathing in this thing that is actually supposed to, I mean, it's actually a lot tougher than it actually looks. So it was interesting to see that.
Yeah, well, they're bathing in Saiyan sweat, which is why they're recovering so quickly.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. That's a Bleach Dragon Ball Z crossover we always needed. But dude, I'm really interested in this next person because he's the creator of Zanpakutō Toes. So we learned that each person from the Zero Squad has made a historical mark in Soul Society. I don't know what the first guy did. Did they say that? It was or was it just like was it
I
bathhouses
don't
or
know. Maybe
something?
I
I don't
missed
know.
it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, but I'd assume it just has something to do with healing, but I'm not too sure. The next person was the Soul Candies, and then this next person is the person who created Zanpakutō Toes, which what is
Yeah,
what I that you created those? Okay, that's interesting. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
I made that.
Yeah, I'm really interested because I'm assuming this is where we're gonna see whether or not Ichigo can repair his Bankai technically. And you know, we'll see what happens with all them. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm actually trying to remember. I think they said they couldn't necessarily fix it, but I think they're gonna reforge one.
Well.
I don't know. I thought I remembered that. Maybe I'm wrong, but man, I hope we get to see him, even if it's so like short, just 1 minute of like, hey, that's a cool Zanpakutō. Let me see it. And he just kind of like calls it to his hand and is like, you took my sword. What the hell, man? Like, yeah, no, I made all of them. You don't belong here. Get out. You know, I'm gonna
Dude,
spend time with your Zabimaru. Goodbye.
I wonder if they're gonna bring back because I honestly don't remember. I know I read this, but I wonder if they're gonna like bring back the humanoid. Did you ever watch that filler arc with the where they came to life
Yeah.
and stuff? And what was it like? Zabimaru was like a woman monkey and a shy snake girl or something
Yeah,
like that.
tall green furry woman, and yeah, a little tiny snake dude,
Yeah,
which I
dude, it
didn't
was.
expect.
Yeah, I was not expecting that at all, and I was like, you know what? This kind of because it was so weird because one of the girls would swing the other one around, and I was like, wait, so one of you swings the swords around, but what are you? You know, like what? What's going on here? But yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to see if that part comes out because then that would be like a filler arc that kind of had some canon in it. But yeah, we do also get to see gosh, I keep forgetting this dude's name. I think it's like Shisui or something like that, but the guy who took over for Captain Yamamoto,
Oh, okay.
he is kind of making the shots now and is calling upon you know, Captain Unohana to awaken Kenpachi or Zaraki because apparently she was the original Kenpachi from apparently Kenpachi is a title. And she was the original one, and apparently has just been hiding this bloodlust for however many years it's been, and has just been
Yeah.
healing people. So yeah, there is. What do you think about your answer to the question, Johnny?
Man, I'm glad they went into it, but it still leaves me with so many questions. I mean, because yeah, how did she go from like the most notorious criminal in the Soul Society to, hey, you want a Band-Aid? And I don't. That's so weird. It's such a huge leap. And even her, I don't remember if it's her Bankai. I think it's her Bankai. Is the giant mana ray that just, I think it eats you and it heals you, or something like that.
Oh,
It does
dude,
something
that's
where it heals you.
right. Bro, I forgot she did that. Was that she did that in Soul Society or in the Hueco Mundo arc, right? Like when she had all those people there?
I
When
want to
she
say she
went.
did it in the Soul Society, but yeah, it
Okay.
was
Oh,
around
man.
then.
Okay. Gosh, I totally forgot about that. That is crazy.
Yeah,
Wow.
so I don't really know how that you just change your mind like that. I mean, I don't know how Kenpachi got the title, even though I guess their story is she technically lost, which I guess okay, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, especially from what she's saying, but man, she's scary, and I'm kind of bummed out that they're like, sorry, only one of us can live, and I hope that doesn't actually happen, but it certainly seems like they're going to do it, and they have to give it to Kenpachi. I mean, maybe that's just because Unohana isn't useful enough. I mean, she didn't really do anything when I mean, except for typical medicine stuff for when they got messed up, when all the Quincy's came in, but. I don't know. I don't know how she did that, where she's gonna go. Hopefully she doesn't die, but I don't know. She has a creepy sword.
Yeah, it's got that little curve to it at the end of it, so it's very
Yeah.
very interesting to see like her and it's very interesting to see somebody else. I mean, even Kenpachi mentioned that she's the only person that put fear into him at one point. And I was like, dude, I can't wait to see a lot more of this fleshed out to see where, because I mean, this squad just has a weird history to it, of just captains just killing each other to get into well, obviously not, but at least severely injuring each other to just take the top spot. And I don't know, it'd be interesting to see what kind of power spike Kenpachi does,
Yeah.
if we get to see what, because I mean his sword right now isn't even his Shikai, because if we remember right, the Shikai is like one transformation and then the Bankai is the second. He's just got like a sword, and it's a broken sword half of the time.
Yeah, it's a sword he's just beat up for so long and it never talks to him. But I don't know, maybe it'll be like, okay, I'm tired of this. You're still losing to this bitch. Let's kill her. And maybe that's what they're like, hey, let's work together on this. I don't know. But okay, so do you think he actually has some kind of weird power where he can't die? Or is there something different? Because I don't remember, there was the part where Unohana totally wrecks him. Like stabs him, I think, through the neck, and then all of a sudden it flashes out of that, and they're back to like swords against each other. And Unohana's like, okay, so he came back to life just before he was gonna die or something. So I don't know if she saw that or she could just sense it happening or what's going on. But I
No,
mean, it's so
I
weird.
think that was more of like because anime does this a lot of times where they have like oh, what was it? We saw it in Record Ragnarok. You remember when I'm not gonna spoil too much of it, but there's a guy who fa faces Poseidon, and before he f hits him, he's like thinking about all the ways he could do something, and then he's like, I just kept seeing myself die every single time I do
Okay.
this. So I think it might have been a fear thing. I personally don't know, actually. So I'm just guessing he just thought originally he was like so f he was like, oh, I can't actually see myself winning, and this is what I see. Because she says like, oh, did you just space out for a moment? She doesn't really like indicate too much of what she saw, but she saw him space out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming he just didn't see himself winning this fight, and that's kind of what he saw. I mean, it was pretty brutal. I mean, that's a lot to see in a second, See yourself getting stabbed in the neck, bro. Like, what? That's rough.
How do I not do that?
Yeah, it's cool to see. I mean, especially since we did get to see her in that flashback. I mean, for people that didn't know, I knew who she was originally, but when I did get to see that flashback of like the original Gotei 13 just massacring the Quincy's, and I saw her, I was like, oh snap, bro! I wonder if anybody's gonna see this, because yeah. But I do feel kind of bad for her squad captain, or her vice captain, right? Because she that white haired girl's been with her this whole time,
Yeah.
and. She knows exactly what this is, so it'll be interesting to see if she takes over. Maybe she'll be the real healer, because obviously the guy, the hot spring guy, was like, "Oh yeah, you're not a real healer. Like, I know this. You should be doing something else right now." So it'll be interesting to see. Be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if she's not going to be a healer, I mean, like I said, I hope she doesn't die, but I mean, that'd be cool to see her do something else.
Yeah. Maybe both of them go out on a massacre. A Quincy
Why
massacre, just trudging
are
through.
we fighting each other? Let's kill them.
Yeah. Then we'll kill
Let's
each
do it.
other. Let's do
Hop on my manta
it.
ray. Whoosh.
Most terrifying manta ray ever. So yeah, we had that episode. By the way, did you know this, Johnny? So I looked on my anime list. I was gonna say manta ray list, my anime list, and I saw that Bleach this particular season has actually usurped the top anime of all time on that website, which is
Wow.
Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. So I mean, obviously this is a recency thing, so we'll have to see how the season goes. But everybody's apparently really liking it. Enough to vote it that high. So yeah, congratulations to Bleach. Anyway, we've got Chainsaw Man episode 9 over here. Man, dude, this has been a crazy, like, episode 8 and 9. People have died, people have just almost died, and then more people died, and then yeah, actually no, that's just basically people dying most of the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, so we had the ambush last time. What do you think of how everything transpired? We have Makima, or yeah, Makima, I think is her name, not dead through some mysterious way. Then we have dude, Ghost Hand coming in handy at the end, just coming over there and pulling Denji's cord. Apparently that just brings him back to life, which is awesome. But yeah, I mean, what'd you think of it?
Man, I there were some disappointments for me. Ever since the Infinity Demon, I don't really care for Kobane. And I know that's not really fair, but I don't know. It's hard to be like, you tried to stab me. Like on a whim. Like it was like a day and you tried to stab me. So I don't know. I was kind of like, yay, she's dead. But I kind of knew she wasn't gonna be dead. And if anything, I'm sad the other guy died. Just because one, he got shot, and then two, he took the next one. And that sucks. Because I don't even know if he meant to. If he was just like, bang, what? Bang. And just like, what was that? And he just walked right into it. And she just miraculously lives. And I don't know. Maybe she's got some weird like luck demon or
Oh,
luck
dude,
devil.
she's got the crow, the crow power. What's his name? Is that his name, Crow from Ruby? Uncle Crow?
Oh,
Where
Crow,
like,
okay.
yeah, where like everybody else has bad luck around him except for him. It's
Yeah.
like, oh, dude, that would
Because I don't
suck.
know how she did that stuff. I mean, that was pretty insane. And I mean, she wasn't like, okay, demon. Okay, what was it? Like snake riding demon? Let's go.
Dude,
Let's run on Snake Way.
I'm wondering though, there was something that one of the, I think it was the sword demon dude. There's something that he said that threw me off, and I was like, I wonder if this is a hint, because he's like, what is she, some type of monkey? And I was like, monkey demon? Do we got like a, like, I'm wondering if she's got like some type of monkey imbued thing or something like that, because she moves around like a monkey. And I was like, oh, what if she's got like some type of monkey power? But I don't know. I'm not too
That'd
sure
be
about that one.
interesting. Some kind of trickster demon.
Yeah, something like that. But like a
I
Sun
mean, whatever
Wukong
it
kind
is,
of
it's
thing.
got to be good at either killing demons or sex. Because apparently those were two avenues. I mean, it might
Oh.
not be. I'm just like, I mean, if you had two avenues, I don't know. You seem kind of railroaded with your demon, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, good
Maybe if it's
point.
just like, hey, if you don't want to risk your life, you can risk it another way.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I'm just, because every single time she does something, she is like has an anxiety attack afterwards, where it's just like, I mean, granted, she did come in clutch for Denji. Denji literally got, I mean, but first off, dude, Denji's a freaking idiot. I can't believe he actually thought that bluff was gonna work, with a bad guy. Hey, this is your friend, right? I mean, really, dude, come on. What are we doing here? That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. That was definitely like, not a smart play. Don't do
Yeah,
that. It's
that
too late.
Yep, too late. Now there's only half of you left. Which I mean, he's gonna miraculously survive as well through blood or whatever. Luckily, what pa it seems like power got out of there. Nail dude, I think you should say they're all in the credit. They're all in the opening credits, right? The opening credits is the only thing that hasn't changed. So I'm like, all right, that they should be fine. So, but dude, this ending credit, bro, hit hard. I was really digging that. I was like, wow, this is a good ending credit. But before we get into that, we got to talk about Makima, absolutely murdering everybody. Speaking of murdering, we got a murder of crows going around, just wrecking
Hey.
people, right? Been waiting to use that. but what do you is that a, do you think this is a crow de devil? Because are there people that are afraid of crows, or is it like a different type of like I'm trying to figure out what she did because she had these inmates say the person's name. First off, how does she know their names? And then they would just die right after saying the name. So,
It's the Death Note demon.
oh yeah, I was thinking about that too. I was like, what?
Say this name and imagine you're writing it. Thanks. And now they're dead. But I have no idea what her power could be. I said it jokingly that it was like an Odin demon, but now I'm like, what if it's not? I don't know. Just because she's got the two crows, that's probably too much. I probably shouldn't look into that. But I mean, that plus the crazy eyes, I don't know. I don't know what it could be. If she's just like, I can see through you because there's this hole in there now. And it's just like, oh my God, there is a hole. And then they just die. I don't know. But I
Dude,
mean, it's crazy.
that is brutal, dude. Those people just exploded. So yeah, that is ridiculous.
Because I mean, I don't know whose name she would have said on the train.
That was a good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I don't know, man, but I mean, she freaked everybody out, dude. I mean, first off, they didn't get Denji's heart, so that's good. They massacred most of squads 1, 2, and 3, so now they're going to get absorbed into 4, and which Makima is going to take over now. So now I guess the opening scene makes a little bit more sense. I mean, I'm interested to see what's going to happen from here because those were the most some of the most intense episodes. Like we literally got the red wedding, what's that thing called from Game of Thrones? The red dinner or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the Red Wedding, where
Yeah, the red
everybody
one.
dies.
Yeah, like we got that like within like the first couple episodes, which I guess doesn't really matter, but because we just got to know these people. But dude, everybody's getting wrecked like right off the bat, dude.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I there's a couple characters that I'm just a little sad are leaving because, we didn't really get to see them too much. I mean, I guess they weren't too special. Mostly I feel bad about what's her name?
Ghost Town
Ghost girl
Girl?
that's gone.
Yeah.
See, she's so gone. I don't even remember her name anymore. It's
Exactly.
that bad.
She's been
Like,
ridden
who
away
was
from.
she? She's gone.
She got eaten by the white whale.
But man, I okay. So for Makima, I was halfway wondering. I threw out the idea was like, what if she's the gun demon? I just don't have anything to really back that up, except
I
that there was a
was the
giant hole in the
hole.
guy's
Yeah, I
fist,
was thinking the same thing, dude. I
and
was
I was
like,
like, maybe
what?
her eyes are just like a red dot sight type of deal. She can just lock on and zoom
Oh,
in and be
that's
like,
interesting.
and hold.
Oh, that's
But
really interesting.
I don't know. I also don't know why she would do that. I mean, this
Okay.
seems kind of backwards to be like, let's go find the gun demon. It's me. Sorry, I don't know what that was. I just coughed. So
Dang, I
but
wonder if
that's the thing. I
she.
don't know.
That's a good point. I mean, maybe she wants to die. I don't know. I don't know. But either way, it was disappointing to see Denji lose to that fight to that sword guy. I really wanted to see him tear him apart. But I guess we'll see. I guess that's going to be a rivalry since they both look the same anyway. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, either way, we've got some interesting stuff going there. Then we got My Hero Academia Season 6, Episode 123. We've got the One for Alls versus the All for One in this episode. First off, Bakugo absolutely clutching it for Deku. Coming in
Yeah,
super
getting
clutch.
stabbed.
Yeah, super stabbed. But yeah, it was interesting to see that One for All and All for One or the One for Alls Shigaraki's grandmother and the original one kind of meeting in this place, to fight One for All for One because it didn't look that good for Deku when actually I thought Shigaraki was going to decay him and then I was like, "Oh wait, no, he needs him alive to steal his power." I forgot about that. I was like, "Dude, if he was any other person, he'd be dead by now."
Yeah, absolutely. See, I didn't know if it was going to be instant, like, and I got it. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good thing he didn't get it all, slash, he went rage mode and just used everything. I don't know, at least all of his strength. I mean, who knows what other power he's going to get, but I mean, he definitely gave Shigaraki a little bit of run for his money towards the end there.
Yeah, and I think a lot. I'm like, dude, now that it's publicly like this, like everybody saw Deku do this to him, they're definitely got to be like, all right, what's the deal with this kid? Like, why? He's literally the only one who was able to do this stuff. It kind of reminds me of that fight between One for All and, or sorry, All for One and All Might. He's talking about smashes. Like, there's got to be something going on here,
That's plagiarism, right? We got to talk to him and get him expelled
right?
because you can't be doing that.
Exactly,
No,
you know.
I totally agree. It's definitely going to be like, how do you hide that at this point? Like, hey, Deku, what exactly was your quirk? We're looking at the transcripts and we don't see anything there. It actually says quirkless, so what?
Dude. We also got to see Jigato Makia, but along with that, we got Toga taking on Uraraka, I think is her name. Because of course, like, why not at this point? I really wish people would use their head. Like the fact that Uraraka followed her into an abandoned house, which is like she's good at close quarters. Like that's what her thing is. Like I know Uraraka is good at hand-to-hand combat, but like she stabs people for a living. Like that's what she does. You know, it's ridiculous.
No, totally. I was definitely watching it like, oh, don't go there. Why would you follow her? Clearly, she's just luring you. Why? Well, Chaco, why? Sue, say something, please. Do something froggy. But
Nope.
I don't know. She still went in there. And so maybe she'll just surprise us and be like, okay, Chaco's about to come in, and then I'll sneak up on her and I'll take her out. And then the house will just start floating into space and she dies.
Oh. Wow, my hero. Dang,
That's
man.
final season, if anything. She'll be like,
Yeah.
house, be gone.
Yeah, dude. And it makes me wonder, right? Like, how close are we to the end of My Hero? Like, I feel like after this season, what do we got? Like two more se I mean, they can't stretch this out much more than this. We literally almost got the dying fight between Deku and Shigaraki, but we still got to see Deku become the number one hero, right? Like that's his whole thing, you know. And they're not even ranked yet, so I feel like there's gonna be a time skip coming up, and I don't know, man. I feel like it's got to be somewhere in there, but either way, man. This is a great season, dude. This is one of the most jam-packed seasons I think I've ever seen of just them throwing the budget in, and I'm like, oh, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of like, you know, downtime at the end, like, you know, them eating a bunch of food over at some fat girl's palace or something like that, like just recovering, you know. I don't know.
Probably gonna get some kind of like memorial service for all the heroes that have fallen, statues,
Yeah,
stuff like
dude.
that.
Gran Torino. Oh, dude, that guy got wrecked, bro. I mean, dude, we knew it from the beginning, dude. Why did you put the scarf in the ending? Why did they do that? I even did admit it. I saw that. I was like, that's Gran Torino's scarf. Why is it going up in
Well,
the
I guess he let him borrow it. Okay.
wind?
That's
No.
cool.
It
Yeah,
is getting pretty
whatever.
cold over in there in Japan, you know? Just
What
ridiculous, dude.
a nice guy.
Oh, dude. By the way, what happened to Eraser Head? Did he? Because he got hit with the thing, right, in his leg. Somebody told me, and I'm like, I don't remember seeing that part. Somebody told me that he cut off his leg. I was like, I don't remember seeing that. Did he do that?
He did.
He
He
did.
totally
Okay.
did.
How did he
He
do
did it with
that?
like his I think it was with his paper bands, whatever they are.
Oh, okay.
He was like, nah. Foot's gone. I'm now
Dang.
left-footed.
Wow. What a hero, dude. Like now he's just
Yeah.
gonna be like
He was
limping
ready for
around.
it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he does have like the most important quirk out of everybody right now. Like if he can take away one quirk, I mean, on a wheelchair, I mean, it's better than most people's quirks at this point, dude. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, plus he's got his crazy ropes that he can just do whatever Tape Man does.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, either way, I think this is definitely like the season where they're gonna have to give up the guard to the next generation because they're already starting to do that. But once Jigato
Yeah.
Makia makes it there, man, I feel like it's just gonna be like him getting there and then them leaving because apparently that sedative did nothing. So or he passes out at some point.
Okay, that was the other thing that I just remembered from that episode. One, I do feel like he's going to show up and be like, oh no, Master's hurt. Let's flee. But I totally forgot Gigantomachia. He's running towards him and he's like, what? I smell two masters. So I was like, who's that? Because at the same time, I think it happened when Deku and Shigaraki were like in their all for whoever space, however you want to call it. And I think that was when it happened. Because then All for One shows up and the other for One for All. So I'm just curious who this other master is. If it's still going to be, All for One, or if maybe he was like, oh, hey, Deku smells pretty good.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about it like that. Yeah, I just thought about it as like, oh, he smells All for One's body or like presence in Shigaraki. But that's an interesting point. I didn't think about that. That'd be
Yeah.
interesting. I mean,
Well, that's what I've been wondering. I've been like, huh, that'll be an interesting twist later on. Be like, I can't do it, Master. I can't attack this guy. He's my friend.
But I mean, also, we know that the Acid Girl for some reason has a history for it with Gigantomachia, so we got to see that at some point because apparently she needs to be relevant somehow. My girl, Invisible Girl, is not going to be in this anime anymore. She's just invisible in the background. So yeah, there's that as well.
I completely forgot about her, and I really hope she shows up and be like, we did it! Invisible Girl saved the day! And she did something that was like, she's got like a bloody knife. I don't know, that's too much. But she's like, yeah! You just see the knife jumping up and down. I'm like, what is this?
Oh man. Well, either way, next episode we get to learn a little bit more about or we get to learn about Dobby. So looking forward to that.
Finally.
Hopefully Michael will be with us next episode, guys. But hopefully you enjoyed the weekend talk. Hopefully you're enjoying the anime as much as we are. Remember, you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real REAL, at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep
It
casual.
casual.